This is Dale Connolly reporting, news meant for amusement. The fishing season is about to begin, and each year, technology changes the sport in ways never before imagined. Wendy Vapors reports.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and Jack Costello is in his Minneapolis basement, ready to go fishing.
Yeah, it's really important that I double-check the coordinates. What I do is I have to hold the map right up by the screen, so there can be no question that the lake is where I think it is. You see there? And there?
You've been doing lots of math.
Huh?
There are little pieces of scratch paper everywhere.
That's why I laugh when people say technology makes fishing too easy. Back when I did conventional fishing, well, I got up at 4 o'clock to go out. Now I get up at 3 and start working my computations. Okay, it's time. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
There they go. Beautiful.
Jack Costello has just launched 3 highly sophisticated cruise lures. The tiny missiles are made by a startup technology firm called Bubble Tech. Lynn Lavoie is Bubble Tech's marketing director.
The fish-human relationship is, well, I could make it pretty and nice, but it's not. At Bubble Tech, we're committed to bringing the latest military technology to the lake.
Doesn't this take the sport out of sport fishing?
Sport? This is war.
Gil Finney writes a new products column for Fishbuster magazine.
This Bubble Tech cruise lure, it's a time saver. Used to be you'd drive all the way to the lake, put the boat in the water, park the car, find a spot, and so forth and so on, and you never knew if you were going to catch anything. Now, you really can know, even before you leave home.
In his basement, Jack Costello is intently watching 3 small TV monitors.
And number one here is closing in on the lake. I'm going to use the joystick to nudge a bit left here. Left. There you go. We're coming down now. Getting down. Down and in the water.
Wow, look at all that murky brown gunk.
Yes, the lure is propelling itself like a submarine through the depths there. There's a shadow over to the right. I'm going hard right. Look at it. Getting bigger. Yes!
Well, how can you see anything?
Instinct. Experience. The shape is a walleye, I think. Hook is deployed. I'm going to try to get him on the first try. Here we go. And... Oh!
Did you get it?
That's an old boot. Look at that. Drat! All that money wasted.
What about the other lures?
The other ones? Oh, yes! Yes, of course! Number two, where are you? Where are you? Underwater already. Ah, looking for targets.
Do we have to be quiet? Oh, what's that?
Where?
Over there! Oh, go left!
What?
Go left!
Oh, I see it! Oh, look at the mouth on that baby! Our hook is deployed. Steady! Open wide. And... Got it!
Yippee!
I hooked a fish! Yeah! I did it from my basement here in South Minneapolis! That's unbelievable!
That's amazing! Now what?
Now I tell the onboard computer to have the lure drag my catch over to the nearest shoreline, and then I note the reading on the global positioning system. I get in the car, I drive up there, and voila, or walleye, as we fishermen say, retrieve my fish.
What about lure number 3?
Number 3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, number three, come on. Uh-oh.
What is it?
Looks like number 3, hit a hospital.
At least it can get treatment.
No injuries, though. They got tangled in the windsock at the helipad.
Not a bad day's fishing for techno-angler Jack Costello. But is this really a better way to fish? Once again, Bubble Tech Marketing Director Lynn Lavoie.
The customers are telling us, yes, they love this. In some families, it's taken the place of video games and fishing.
But it's expensive.
Well, so what? Sell the damn boat.
But you'll miss the solitude of being out on the lake.
Well, that's okay. You see, you've still got the solitude of sitting in front of the computer. Solitude is solitude. And here, you're out of the wind.
Bubble Tech Cruise Lures. They're the latest new development as the technology of modern warfare is unleashed on fish. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.